Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Discussing the events of the day, things that matter, what people are talking about, and they're certainly talking about what happened at Highland Park, Illinois. So instead of starting with some good news, yes, the deal is we have to go through yet another horror show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner here. The July 4th holiday is over, but it has been marred by several incidents, bringing us back around to the question, what is America really all about? What is America? What does America stand for? The 4th of July weekend, lots of people talking and visiting and thinking about what America is all about. Did we think really thoroughly, or was it just hamburgers and hot dogs and sausage
and fireworks?
Baseball games. As soon as the word got out that there was a sniper shooting at residents from a building in Highland Park, it was a 4th of July parade. There were lots of people who, it was a holiday, so there weren't a lot of people on radio or television that were really focused on anything other than Bratz beer and whatever, and bungalungan. So what really, you get down to brass tacks, and you think about what goes on in a circumstance like this. I was thinking of people that I know who are in the news business, and, you know, the thing has been overdone, breaking news and fake news and all that stuff. So you don't really know when cry wolf, you know, it hasn't worked. People don't really believe because it's so overused. And because there weren't a lot of people on the radio or on TV, it'd be interesting to see where all of this stuff goes today, Jay. A lot of talk show conversation about this. But what do we talk about? Okay, so there was a shooting. Got it. And then where does it go? Every day we had one that we talked about yesterday, 4th of July celebrations that are marred. And so this guy's got a high-powered rifle.
Climbed up a ladder to access the rooftop of this business.
Yep.
And then, people were slow to react to this because when they initially heard the gunshots, they thought it was fireworks, given the fact that they were at a 4th of July parade, and this was about 20 minutes after the parade started.
Mm-hmm. And so they got this shooter later on in the day. The bystanders, as you said, were thinking not of carnage. They weren't thinking of what else was going on. But if you look at we're halfway through the year, and there have been 300 mass shootings in our country. So almost two a day on average. The Gun Violence Archive, which is a tracking group, and this is America? This is what we stand for? 300 incidents where more than one person has been killed. So anyway, this person that did the shooting was captured near Lake Forest, which is not too far from Highland Park, kind of on the other side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a manhunt followed by a car chase before they were able to apprehend him.
Yeah. So this is another episode of Law and Order or something like that. They have the Chicago PD. They'll be on this. And is there too much of that? Is it glamour when these things end up on a television program, these stories like this end up? Do people get ideas? I ask that question all the time.
Well, and that's good to say, because maybe yes, but also look at how many people watch this stuff that don't go shooting.
Yeah, I know, you say that. Yeah.
And this guy apparently is a wannabe rapper. He uses the name Awake the Rapper and has used gun imagery in a lot of his music videos. There's one music video he has that's titled Are You Awake, where he uses a cartoon animation of a stick figure shooter that resembles his own appearance, seen in tactical gear, carrying out an attack with a rifle. And he's narrating in this that, I need to just do it. It's my destiny.
Yeah. Well, how did he get the guns? Where did, are they his guns? Were they guns of people that he knew?
Mm-hmm. Did he get it illegally from the streets? Was it somebody he knew that wasn't locked up properly, or he knew how to access it? That's definitely something that the police are investigating.
So a lot of the people who were victims here were youngsters, because there are a lot of youngsters at all of these events. So that make it, it seems to make it worse, but yet isn't really. There are people, a lot of young people, a lot of old people, because, again, there was a parade. So there are going to be a lot of people showing up with the last thing they think about, that somebody's going to start shooting them with a military assault weapon. And then you start the debate again. Once again, why do we have people that have, why is it okay to have a military assault weapon? Why is it necessary? And then there'll be people who say, well, we just had the celebration of the 4th of July and our Constitution and yada, yada, yada. And then people say the Constitution matters and you can't change it. It is sort of like the Word of God. I think that it's time for us to change the Constitution. I've thought that a lot. I think there's a lot of stuff that needs to be modified somehow, but how would you ever get agreement? In this circumstance, here's this guy that's got a killing machine, and he goes out and he kills. And to what end? What's the matter with this guy? He's got to be in, it's insanity.
Yeah, just pure evil, pure evil. And his uncle spoke out saying that he was a lonely and quiet person. The family of this monster are just devastated for all of the families who have been traumatized by this attack or lost somebody. And apparently the suspect's father previously ran for mayor.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, I don't know. You look at this stuff, and I was talking to somebody who listened. There was a baseball game yesterday. The Twins were in Chicago to play the White Sox, and as soon as this happened, the folks doing the play-by-play went right into it. And instead of doing the game, they're doing this. So there's a disruption across the board when things like this happen. And then we go, it's... Other than telling you the story, any further discussion of it, for me, is a waste of time. Because there's nothing that's being done. I like to talk about things here with Jay and with you. Once there is a problem, I'd like to see if we can't figure out a way to solve it. There's a solution to this, but no one wants to man up because we have no leadership anywhere. You got to man up. Somebody's got to, if that expression, sexist, not tired of apologizing for stuff like that, too. Meanwhile, there's another person dead in an accident in Michigan at an air show. There was a jet-powered truck. Did you see pictures of this thing?
Oh, yeah. This thing was intense. It was racing two aircrafts. The driver was going over 300 miles per hour when the crash happened.
Yeah. How do you do something like that on land? This is a drag race, basically, against two aircraft. And somebody, this is another danger. Although you can't outlaw everything, you'd like to think that there's some common sense. What is this? Is this fun to watch this kind of stuff? It's kind of like going to a demolition derby.
Oh, people love air shows.
They love this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, people love air shows. And unfortunately, accidents do happen. And
so
the father of the driver said that his son, as sad as it is for the family, his son went out living his dream.
This reminds me of a scene from one of the Fast and Furious movies, right? They flip a switch and the car engine goes.
Oh, yeah, hit that Nas.
Jet propulsion, and they start racing. This thing was going 350 miles an hour. You can't do that, no matter whether you're on the desert in Arizona. It's just, it doesn't work. It, obviously, by looking at what happened here. And anyway, he liked performing. Okay, he went out doing what he loved doing.
He did this thing.
That makes sense.
It was the pyrotechnic portion. They had to call it the shockwave. And he had done this so many other times, and just this time.
What, gone 350 miles an hour?
Yeah, this wasn't the initial race for this. This guy goes around. Yeah, he goes around to different air shows.
As long as we have the Deadpool list going on, you heard the story about the UPS driver that died. He was in his truck making a delivery. The temperature in the area was in the upper 90s. And apparently, well, he didn't close his door. You know, these guys driving these trucks never close the door.
Yeah.
So he had a heat stroke, but, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people in hotter circumstances like this. There's something else about this that doesn't make sense. The pieces don't fit together, right? They know for me, anyway. These guys drive around all the time, doors open. Even if you're parked, are you going to stay in the truck? Those trucks, the dark paint, the absorption of heat inside, that's something that, you know, okay, so this guy doesn't get in and out of the truck. How many people follow the UPS drivers around? They stop up and down like the other. Although the UPS drivers are much more courteous than the people that drive those damn Amazon vans apart. Matter of fact, I was driving up the street the other day. I think it was Saturday or Sunday, because they deliver every day, all day. There are even deliveries being made by Amazon now between 8 at night and 4 in the morning. If you want them, they'll deliver your package to you between 8 at night and 4 in the morning. So, anyway, these people park seemingly in the middle of the street, and I said to this guy, why'd you park there? He says, because I can't go in the driveway. I said, you can't pull over 3 feet to let people go by? And he gave me the finger.
Oh, goodness.
So, there you go. That's good. That was a UPS truck, too, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
With Esteban Chavez Jr., who was the UPS driver, he had just celebrated his 24th birthday the day before. Mm-hmm. And this goes to show how much hotter cars and vehicles get on the inside rather than the outside. We've all been there in the summer where we open the door and all of a sudden it's like opening up an oven. Apparently, so he had just dropped off a package. He gets back in his car and he passes out. He loses consciousness. But because he passed out in that vehicle, he basically just... It got hotter. Something else could have happened that caused him
to
pass out.
Yeah, I'm guessing there was another medical condition.
But the cause of death was heat stroke because he'd been in that vehicle for so long. And the homeowner, where he had just dropped the package, realized about 20 minutes later, like, this person didn't go anywhere yet. They're still there, and went out to check, and that was who found him.
Yep, 18 after the hour.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
girl, those pants look amazing on you.
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants. And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have 4 pockets, 2 back and 2 sides. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer podcast.
His kid comes to the farm, he'd never been there before,
and he
starts telling me about how I have to do something in a particular way, and I've been doing it the right way, which wasn't his way, for a long time, and I just said to him, hey, I'm not going to do what you're supposed to do. He says, well, on page 46, look right here, this is what it says you're supposed to do. All he knows is what he reads on page 46. You know, maybe the average person says, I don't need to know that. Well, you know, there's a little more to it than that.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's get to what's going on. 23 after the hour. Apparently, Carrie Underwood made a surprise visit at a concert, and she sang. Jay's going to tell us the story as we get into some of the trending things here from social media right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So, Jay, what happened at the Guns N' Roses concert? What was Carrie Underwood? Is she a fan? Obviously, must be.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood is a huge fan of Guns N' Roses, and they were performing in London, and they were like, hey, we have a surprise for you. Brought out Carrie Underwood. They belted out Sweet Child O' Mine, and then later brought her out again. They're like, hey, let's do it again. They did Paradise City. And this isn't the first time that Carrie has sung those songs. She didn't bring out the full Guns N' Roses band, but when she was performing in Tennessee for one of her concerts, she came out and she's like, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It's Axl Rose. And they performed those same songs.
So are they, was like, Why was she in London? She was on vacation? She went over there with her family?
Oh, she's promoting her new album, so she's doing all
traveling
the rounds.
Around. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, her latest album, Denim and Rhinestones. So that's why she happened to already be there, and she was invited by Guns N' Roses to come perform with them again, and how could you say no?
I could say no easily. I don't know. I've never been a fan of... Axl Rose still runs the group, though, right?
Yes.
He's still in charge? Yeah, yeah.
But come on, to sing Sweet Child O' Mine, Paradise City, get down, get funky with it.
You do it? Let's hear it. You want to do a little chorus of it right now?
Oh, absolutely not, but thank you.
Oh. All right, well, listen, there are a lot of things. Harry Styles, there was a concert in Copenhagen. Remember the shooting? This is here we are again with another shooting. And Harry Styles was supposed to be performing in Copenhagen and said that he wasn't going to,
which is
appropriate.
His show was supposed to go on just a few hours after the mall shooting, and so he pulled out, just out of respect and devastation for the victims and the families, everyone hurting, and he's continuing on with his tour. I'm sure he's going to come back around to Copenhagen and do a make-good for them, something special, but as of right now, he was like, I can't go on and do this.
It's called The Love on Tour, I think is what his tour is called. Love on Tour.
Yeah, the Love on Tour show.
Yeah. All right, so that's an update. A couple of celebrity items here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 28 after the hour Tuesday.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan and McLaren Racing have announced a multi-year technical collaboration, which will commence at the beginning of 2022-23 ABB IFA Formula E World Championship season. The partnership will see the Japanese automaker supply its Nissan EV powertrain technology to the famous British team for the entirety of the Formula E Gen 3 ERA. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine.
And for all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses, more young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least 6 people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Biden administration is thinking about ending tariffs on China as soon as this week. President Trump imposed the tariffs on China to highlight the unfair trade practices China has imposed on the United States. Personal finance expert Dan Ricciotto on Fox News Tuesday morning.
Yeah, there's good politics. There's good economics. The fact is, just truly from a textbook point of view, tariffs typically are bad economics. We don't like to see, in an ideal world, we don't want to see any tariffs. We want to see free trading and, you know, around the globe. But the reality is that we've used tariffs effectively in many cases in political sense, especially where countries may not be playing by the rules or where we're trying to make a political point. And essentially, that's what we've done with China. But at the end of the day, Griff, we have to remember that you and I as consumers ultimately pay the bill. So if there's a tariff, wherever it may be placed on whatever product from whatever country, you and I as consumers, we pay more for our stuff at Walmart.
The United States is currently imposing a 25% tariff on approximately $250 billion of imports from China and a 7.5% tariff on approximately $112 billion worth of imports from China. Federal Judge David Faber on Monday ruled in favor of 3 drug distributors in a lawsuit that accused them of causing a health crisis by distributing 81 million opioid pills over an 8-year period in one West Virginia county. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As the singers relate to you, I'm Doug with Jay Kirshner at the ready, overviewing what's going on. I got to find some good news here, though. Some place to keep digging around. Here's the story of the folks from Ohio. This couple married 79 years, and they are almost 100 years old. I think they turn later this month, right? To be 100.
Yeah, they share the same birth month.
Isn't that cool? Hubert and June Malicote, I believe. That's M-A-L-I-C-O-T-E. I think that's how you pronounce
it. Yeah, Malicote.
Yep, Malicote.
Born
okay,
in 1922.
Yeah. July of 1922, rural Kentucky is where they grew up. They met when they moved to Ohio. They were finding jobs as youngsters. They began their relationship at church. And then it blossomed. I remember people say, I had a relationship at church. Oh, I had lots of girlfriends when I was in church.
I know people who dated people they met at church. A couple married the people that they met at church. Why not?
That's a social gathering,
right? Some people met at a grocery store that I know of. Some people have met in the bar. Some people did online, introduced by friends.
All kinds of ways of doing it. So he was in World War II. They were married during World War II. He was in Hawaii for a couple of years during World War II. They built an interesting little... Hamilton, Ohio is a nice, sort of quiet Ohio Midwestern town. They have 3 children, 7 grandchildren, 11 great I love these. What kind of a life? What are those youngsters, especially great-grandchildren, what do they know about life from their grandparents? What a great teaching experience, just watching and hearing the stories about what their life was like when they were there. Let's say they're teenagers, okay? What was life like for a teenager 90 years ago, 85 years ago, right? Think about that, 1922. So 32 would have been right after the throes of the Depression, after the Dust Bowl. They were hardened.
Children and not just reading about area. It, yeah, yeah, not just reading about it in history books, but actually talking to somebody who was there, their personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, thinking about that, my father, was born. My father would be 108 if he were still alive. Good God, he's been dead for 18 years. That's hard to imagine. Seems like yesterday, really. They never have had a fight. They don't quarrel. They don't argue. Mm-hmm. Right? Not one quarrel.
And they even discussed that it's not that they didn't go through life without problems,
sure.
But they would never do anything to hurt each other. If there was controversy, they would try to talk it out. If tempers got heated, then they would walk away until they calmed down and then come back and respectfully communicate.
They ate dinner every night. They often went to the movies together. They share a kiss every night before they go to sleep.
Isn't that sweet? Their 70-year-old daughter puts them, so where her dad is sitting and then her mom is in the wheelchair, and at night she sets them next to each other. They hold hands every chance they get. They kiss goodnight in the morning. They are so thrilled to see each other.
Yep, there you go. No such thing as perfection. I have that conversation with people who talk about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution being a perfect document. No, nothing's perfect, as we see every day in our lives. But here's a couple that have worked not toward perfection, but for just sorting out whatever their differences might have been. And that's one of the reasons they've lived to be this old, because they have peace and harmony with each other. That's what, that way of living is a great way. The lack of stress with most people, sometimes stress makes you better, makes your body better, your mind better, but most of the time you need to limit it as much as you can. And so here they figured out when there was a stressful situation, they figured it out. And that would that lesson can go far and wide with any number of applications for it. He was stationed in Hawaii. Made me think that today is National Hawaii Day.
Yeah.
Every January.
I keep saying January all month, too. What is that?
I don't know. Whatever it is. The 50th state, Hawaii. It was granted in August of 1959, but it took a few years to make it all work, apparently. Hawaii was an independent country. You knew that, right?
Yes, yeah.
California was.
Independent nation. Texas, California, yeah. Vermont.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been to Hawaii, it's a place to go. The garden spot, I think. There are a lot of places in this world that are on this planet that are just magnificent. I find Hawaii to be the best from my experience. And I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the world. I've been in 40 countries. I've been in every state in our country. I've just not found anything that I thought was better than Hawaii.
It is truly, truly amazing. It takes a long time to get there.
Yeah.
But
it's a good ride.
Hawaii is absolutely fantastic. It's so beautiful. The weather is the epitome of perfection. The water is so clear.
Yeah, I'm involved with a group of partners in a radio station on Kauai, and I was there last Thanksgiving. It seems like I can remember. It was like 5 minutes ago. What I didn't know until I got there was that Captain Cook, not Captain Hook, but Captain Cook, somebody said to me, Captain Hook was there? 1778, Captain Cook, who was another guy that was not a whole lot different than Captain Hook, actually, in many ways. He was the first European to make contact with the Polynesians on the island, because that's really, they're closer to Polynesian than they are anything else.
Oh, yeah.
And the
it's
Earl
in Polynesia.
Yep. Let's see here. They called them the Sandwich Islands first in honor of the fourth Earl of Sandwich. Remember the silly stories we talk about the Duke of...
Shrewsbury.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the islands came under one king. There are statues of the king all over the islands. Every island has one of these. And you can see, if you watch Hawaii 5-0, you can see there's always the thing starts with a video shot of King. Okay, are we going to try this? Kamahamahama. Kamahamahaya.
Kamahamaha.
Yeah, him too. Anyway, there's a dynasty that was there for quite a long time, actually.
Yeah, I think this was like the longest dynasty, 1810 to 1893.
Yep. So, anyway, it's a great place. You get an opportunity to go there. It's a fabulous place to visit. And we have a couple of stations that carry this program there. How do you do? And thank you. 41 after the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. There are a lot of people who are concerned about the economy. And so I have some suggestions for those of you who think, I'm not thinking, I don't put thoughts like this into my head often, but, you know, there were those who were worried, and maybe just as a practical exercise in a moment, I'll give you a few things to think about. If we're going to have a recession, what maybe is a good way to approach it? If we don't, you know, if we don't let the news media get a hold of us, with their latest nonsense, breaking news, the dollar is only worth 92 cents now because of, you know, stupid stuff like that. But there are a few practical things maybe we can lay on you that will help you out. Here it's 42 after the hour.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show. Have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. There you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
How many of you have pets?
My hand's raised.
Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. And that pet is lucky to have you, too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, let's see if we can help people. There's a possibility that there could be some sort of recession. It isn't right now. We are not in a recession, but we're headed in the wrong direction, frankly. Inflation, gas prices, home values are going crazy. There still is no inventory in the town where I am. We were just talking about this off the air with your family looking back in Nashville for a place. If maybe the economy turns down, the prices of houses will go down a little bit. But maybe some ideas for you to think about, to consider when you, just maybe a few things as you are, just being smart about it. Is that a way of looking at it, Jay? Let's just be smart.
Realistic and prepared.
Yep. A lot of people like to shop online, and certainly there are perks with that. It's very convenient, so people say, I don't do it because every once in a while I buy a book or something on Amazon, but I'm not a big fan. But a lot of people are. It's time-consuming for a lot of people, especially if you're looking around for the best deals. So coupon codes, my friends are telling me, don't always work. There are lots of browser tabs. You're probably better at this than I am, looking at the prices. But anyway, there is a, if you think about shopping online, is it easy, I'm going to ask you, or hard to compare prices? You go to one, is it hard, is it awkward? Okay, do you save this and then you go to the next place and save that? Or can you actually get it done?
If you know exactly what you are looking for, you can Google it and then hit the shopping button at the top of the browser. And then you can see all of the different places that have it. And you can kind of have that in, like, all on one page. You don't have to open a whole bunch of different tabs. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, no matter how or where you find the best deal, you're still paying for shipping and handling. You're still paying additional taxes. A lot of times, if it is in a location in your area, go pick it up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's do at least some stuff the old-fashioned way. Here's one. Go ahead. You started something.
No, I was just going to say, or curbside pickup. I've been a big fan of curbside pickup.
Have you? Car insurance is one of the biggest rip-offs in the country. It really is. There are a lot of, you don't know, there's so many ads. This is how you get a clue into how much of a rip-off it is, because of all the money being spent to advertise auto insurance. Liberty Mutual, Allstate, how many others are there that are all over the radio, all over television?
Geico, State Farm.
Geico, that's right, too. Yep, Geico is the biggest advertiser on the radio in most years, as a matter of fact. And there's no surprise here, because car insurance is very profitable. Other forms of insurance are very profitable, too. We have a new sponsor and term provider. This is, they tout it being the easy way to buy life insurance. Yeah, it is. But if you have this many, I mean, I've for years done ads like this for various companies like term provider. And one of the reasons that there are so many ads is because it's very profitable. And so this outfit says, if you call them at 800-333-1750, they'll get you the best prices. Well, that's what any ad says, and I'm going to suggest to you that maybe if you haven't tried anything else, you try if you think term life insurance is important for you, that's the decision you have to make. But if you do, you get $1 million in term for a couple of $100 a month. 800-333-1750. I just passed that along because it was on my mom, and I look at car insurance, same kind of thing. All right, let's see. What else can you do if there is a recession? A lot of people take the value out of their home. They do second mortgages. Now, the rates have gone up, but it's probably the cheapest way, unlocking the cash in your house, probably the cheapest way if you need money to get money. There are a lot of, about 17-18% of the country has a second mortgage in which people take the money out of their house and they use it for other things. You gotta be sharp on the interest rate. Have you ever done that, Jay?
We haven't done the second mortgage. We've refinanced before, mm-hmm. but yeah. We haven't done the mortgage.
Yeah. And then there's the no interest credit card. These deals are all over the place. Bank of America's got them, Capital One. You see the ad with Sam Jackson? Isn't he at Capital One? Yeah, I think it is.
What's the one that's What's in Your Wallet? Who's that?
Yeah, that's Sam. That's Samuel L. Jackson, yeah. What's in Your Wallet? Anyway, a couple of ideas, hopefully helpful. 10 before the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your
your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's now 53 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've set out to Pizza Hut for breakfast. Did you know that, Jay? Pizza Hut. Can you imagine having anything worse than Pizza Hut breakfast?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. I am not a pizza fan. I'm not a pizza fan. Yeah. And if I am eating pizza, it's definitely not a red sauce pizza.
How about a National Apple Turnover Day to celebrate? How about an apple turnover for breakfast?
Well, you're putting me in a corner to be a curmudgeon. Ah. I don't like cooked fruit.
You don't? Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't really. I guess, no, I'm with you on that. I don't like it much either. Sometimes good in a pie. Like blueberry pies are good. Rhubarb pies are pretty good. Apple just, eh.
No.
Anyway, so if we're celebrating National Apple, yeah, I get it. Like mushrooms, right? You don't like mushrooms.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
Oh, you like mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
Okay, so you got apples all around the year, so you can always get a really good, there are these, I found out the hard way. Last year I bought a refrigerator full, I've got a couple extra refrigerators in the house. So when it was apple season, I thought, okay, I'm going to buy all the fresh apples, different types of apples, and I loaded up the dishwasher, good day, the refrigerator, and they were all awful. There's something about the way that the really good, there's one place nearby, an orchard, called Bolton Orchards, and they have a big, huge building, and there's moisture along with the cold in there, and that's how they keep them fresh. Because I go up there now and they buy usually 4 or 5 dozen apples at a time. I think that's about as much. I have an apple a day.
And oh, apples are delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Raw, good.
But apple turnovers, kind of cool. It began in a French town called Calais on the coast. Anyway, this is the lady in town knew how to put these things together. Apples, flour, butter, yum. And so they started with apple turnovers at a festival in the town, 1750 somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's been around for a long time. Apple turnover.
17th century.
Yeah, right.
Well, and what's cool about turnovers are they could be sweet or savory, and almost every nation has some form of turnover.
Yeah.
Like, you have Chinese have dim sums, Indian, in India they have samosas, Spain, mm-hmm. empanadas. Oh, empanadas are so good.
All right, some good news for those of you who like to eat fish. We'll have you updated in just a moment here.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Oily fish, salmon is an example, catfish, may cut the risk of developing Alzheimer's. I take 4, 5, sometimes 6 oily fish capsules every day. The oilier, the better. Very good for your heart, good for your brain. Apparently, that is true. The new study that's out shows that people with high levels of omega-3s, and this is it. They used to have capsules available, omega-3, 6, 9. No.
Oh, yeah, all of those. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't want those. All you want is omega-3s. And so, and there's a lot of that in salmon, so you eat a lot of salmon. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with this program, will tell you that eating the fish is better than the capsules. But he also said to me when he looked at my, in my annual exam, looked at my thoracic cavity and saw absolutely, there's no, I have no blockages any place, not even a little bit. And he attributes that to having all of the, oily fish capsules that mm-hmm. I have. It's good for keeping you away from Alzheimer's as well, apparently.
It's just so healthy for you. It's so delicious.
EPA, I'm not going to tell you what that stands for, but at any rate, that's the good kind of omega-3 to have. But lots of fish. Fish, 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 fish. And I think that, you know, you think about that and understand, it actually makes a lot of sense when you think about it. How can one thing be that good for you? Well, it is. If you like salmon, you're all set. Okay, 59 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.